Today marks 2 years since the full invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Vladimir Putin's aggression, which started with his illegal invasion and annexation of Crimea through a war he fought in the Donbass region of Ukraine, led to the full invasion we saw 2 years ago. Today, we're going to mark that. We'll celebrate the incredible bravery and resilience of the Ukrainian people. We'll talk about the need right now for ammunition, for armored vehicles, for financial aid from countries like Canada, the United States, the European Union, some of which in the last number of months have been bogged down, arguing and squabbling over political differences, as there are Ukrainians and nationals from other countries, including Canada, on the front lines fighting for liberty. I was reminded of this yesterday when I was in the Library and Archives of Canada. I was giving some testimony in relation to the inquiry looking into foreign interference in our election, our democracy. And walking out of the Library and Archives, I saw a magnificent plaque donated by the Ukrainian-Canadian community in 1967, marking the incredible contribution of Ukrainians that came to Canada in the late 1800s, that built homesteads and farms in Western Canada, that served in the Canadian Armed Forces for generations, that were tragically interned in some cases during World War I, but still remarkably proud of their heritage and proud to be Canadian. They marked that date in 1967, and today the Ukrainian diaspora has grown to more than a million and a half in Canada. And seeing that plaque reminded me, we need to convince more people about the need to support Ukraine. So rather than saying what they need militarily today on the two-year anniversary of the full invasion, I want to take on some of the voices that are saying we shouldn't be supporting Ukraine, or we have need for money to be spent here at home, or there are nefarious forces at play on the ground in Ukraine. All of these things are not true. Canadians, Americans, all free people should support a country like Ukraine for two key reasons: our national interest and our values as a country. That's how you make a foreign policy for a serious country. And that's what a lot of Canadians need to be reminded of, so that we can persevere and continue to support our friends fighting on the front lines in Ukraine. A country's national interests wants peace and security, wants trade, wants opportunity, aid, diplomacy to be conducted in a way that's free of tyranny and countries invading their neighbors, stealing resources, stealing children in some cases. So as a proud founding country of NATO, as a country that traveled far from our shores going back well over a century in the Great Wars in Korea, Canada has an interest in global security. We have a free trade agreement with Ukraine. We share values. Canada, under Prime Minister Mulroney, was the first country to recognize the independent Ukraine. Our head of state at the time was a Ukrainian-Canadian, Ray Natishin. And we all remember the unity that conservatives across the country showed when in 2014, Prime Minister Stephen Harper, after the annexation of Crimea, confronted Vladimir Putin and said, "Get out of Ukraine." We need that type of unity of message. We need that type of fortitude now to make sure that we give the aid and support to our friends in Ukraine that's required. The other reason we need to be there is our values. Canadians, since our earliest days, have stood by our allies in the fight for liberty and for freedom. We've helped carve international agreements and declarations with respect to human rights. We respect the rule of law in negotiation for peaceful outcomes. We're a trading nation with a free trade agreement with Ukraine, with the European Union. We want peace on the European continent. And our fight is being fought right now by Ukrainians. There is always need for more funds to be spent on those that are vulnerable in our own country. But if we allow tyranny to spread, history shows that the fight will eventually come to our shores. That tyranny will continue unless it's confronted. As was once said, for evil to triumph, good men only need to do nothing. So fight back at some of these narratives you're starting to see creep into the discussion about support for Ukraine. Show your support for continued military aid and financial assistance to our friends fighting on the ground. And take a moment this weekend to recommit, as Canadians should, to standing with our allies. Slava Ukraini!